Well, hi, everybody. This is Danny Johnson. Thank you for that awesome introduction. We absolutely appreciate it. And, folks, you know what? We are absolutely have got a jam-packed call for you tonight. The topic is going to completely change the way you do business. For those of you that have been around and listening for a while, you are absolutely going to be very stoked about the information that we're going to give to you, because it's in more detail about some strong communication skills, some angles in which you should be coming from. It's going to help you with your personal life. It's going to help you with your children, your spouse, your job, as well as in your business, being able to communicate in a far more effective way, as well as an efficient way, to be able to save you time as well as money. And so you guys, get your paper and pens out, because this is going to be a call that truly is going to change the way you do business and the way you live your life, especially in the area of prospecting, closing, presenting, building an organization, building a team that is producing, being able to lead and motivate a group of people, as well as leading and motivating your children in the direction that you feel like they should be going in. Now, before I go there, I first of all want to welcome all of you. If this is your very first call with us, congratulations and welcome. We know that you heard this from somebody else. You got an email from somebody. It could have been a close friend or a coworker. And what I encourage you to do is to thank those people for inviting you on this call. They obviously cared enough about you and your future to pass on some information to you. And so the rest of that information you would find at www.dannyjohnson.com, and that's DaniJohnson.com. My name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated 19-year-old female who grew up in an abusive home, and my father was extremely violent. Didn't have a whole lot of confidence when I heard about the industry, got started after 2 months, and failed my first 6 months. And after 6 months of complete failure, I heard about a seminar I could not afford, and it was not the right timing for me. I went anyway, came out, made $4,000 in 8 days, bringing 25 business builders into my business, and went on to make $51,000 in the few months following my first seminar anyway, after 6 months of failure. Then went off and got married, and the man that I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, and left me with a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name, drained everything, and I wound up completely homeless, living out of my car, showering in public places, terrified of being violated again and having things stolen from me, and just totally in a deep depression, fully oppressed, suicidal, feeling like this is me, this is my life, I'm a failure, just like my father said I was going to be, and I was ready to throw in the towel on everything. After several weeks of crying the blues and blaming and whining and complaining and murmuring, decided to get out of my rut and by starting a business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, and went out and made $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, $10,000 my first full-time month, and made $250,000 the first year, made my first million by the time I was 23. That was by the end of my second year. And so if this young, uneducated female can go out and create an income literally out of thin air, then what can you do, those of you that are educated or those of you that are not homeless like I was? Since then, I met my husband through the industry. I've got 5 children that we have been raising through our business, working our businesses on a part-time basis. I've been in for 17 years now, and this really has been an amazing ride. I cannot honestly say that everything, every day in my business has been a wonderful, glorious, fantastic day, but I can say that our worst years in our business have been 6-figure years, and our betters have been 7 figures. And so all I know is that, you know, life is, it has ups and downs no matter where you go, and this business or the business that you're in is not immune to that as well. But truly, we've been blessed having the unique fortune of raising 5 kids, working from the comfort of our own home, and being able to work our lives around their schedules, which has been really, really awesome. So tonight, the call that I have for you is being recorded right now, and it will be posted on our website within 24 hours. So if you find that I talk a little fast, I do that, and I'm sorry, I apologize. When I get excited, I talk a little faster, a little louder, and so I apologize for that ahead of time, but you will be able to get this information online at DannyJohnson.com. You first need to become a member, and it's a free membership right now, and that free membership, just fill out that form. It'll take you into an archive that calls 30 hours of free training and equipping for you and for your business, for anybody that you know that you feel like they would like to learn how to manage their time better, get out of debt, be able to communicate more effectively, be able to build a strong business and be able to raise their profits in their business. And so that's all of that is available absolutely free on our website in the members area. So again, fill out the form and get into that archive section. You will find this call there tomorrow sometime before the evening. Now, if you have access to the internet while talking to me, why don't you go ahead and run over to your computer right now and pull up that website, because I'm going to be directing you to some places where you can actually make money from the website. And I'll be directing you to places where you can actually get more equipping and help for your business absolutely free. So I want to show you where these places are as well as some other things. Okay, so tonight we're going to talk about the core rapport methodology, all right? The core rapport methodology. This is a very important topic, and it's the foundation for anything that you will ever do in your entire life. If you plan on living your life around other humans, you need to learn how to master this particular skill. And again, none of us are getting out of this life without dealing with humans. And even if you work in even if you're a vet, you still have to deal with the humans that own the actual animals. So, the core rapport methodology. Let's go ahead and talk about that core rapport methodology. This is just one little part of the core rapport methodology, the part that I'm going to give you tonight, which is basically establishing rapport. It's something that we call forming a rapport with a prospect, or forming a rapport with your child, forming a rapport with your spouse. Now, I know you're saying, well, I already know my spouse and my child. Why do I need to form a rapport with them? As I continue through this content, you will see clearly why that is very important, and you will see how effective you're going to become with solving problems right there in your own household or in your job or in your business. Okay, so I'm going to give you about 4 points in understanding the core rapport methodology. Then I'm going to give you 5 points about how to actually do it. And then I'm going to give you a 6 point when I'm going to give you 1 point, 2 points, sorry, in being able to schedule an appointment or to accomplish the goal in which you want to accomplish with the individual. All right? Later on in this call, I've got a few very exciting announcements for you that of some things that are coming up. So for those of you that really want to work on mastering your skills, I've got some very exciting news for you, and we'll go ahead and let you in on that news towards the end of the call. Okay, first point on the core rapport methodology and forming a rapport. To build a rapport, the point of building a rapport is this, is to be able to find information out about your prospect. This is where a lot of people make ginormous mistakes with people, is that they assume they know everything about the person already, and they really don't know what matters the most to that particular individual. And so it's important when you're wanting to get to know what, and let's talk in terms of business right now because this is a business call, when you're looking at wanting to find out about this particular individual, it's very important that we disarm that prospect by building a rapport with them, and that you use the acronym FORM, which stands for F stands for family, O stands for occupation, R stands for recreation, and M stands for message. Again, family, occupation, recreation, and message. Now, we use this acronym to build that rapport, to form the rapport with the prospect. And the acronym is awesome because it absolutely works, and you'll notice it. In fact, I've had so many of my clients who I've heard been in a live training seminar with us, like First Steps to Success, like the one that we've coming up in Virginia Beach, Virginia, June 17th and 18th, where people have come to First Steps and they're like, oh, it works. I used it on the break. I can't believe it. This is actually so easy. And it really, truly is. The problem is that most people try to complicate the whole process. So forming a rapport with the prospect. Why do we do this? One is we want to establish trust with that prospect. We want to disarm the prospect and begin to let them know, based on our body language and the questions we're asking them, not based on what we're saying, not based on what we're selling, but that we are genuinely concerned about who they are. Now, I know for you, you're thinking, well, how can I be genuinely concerned about a stranger? I'm going to get to that a little bit later. Now, in establishing trust with the prospect, let me give you a key that really establishes trust with them. Let them talk about themselves. If you allow somebody else to talk about themselves, they instantaneously begin to trust you. It's hilarious. Most people haven't been listened to in years. Studies have been done on this. That even couples, it's very sad, couples have poor communication skills with each other, and they very rarely even talk to each other, let alone actually have a conversation, an interactive conversation, or even a conversation where one is actually listening. You know what I'm saying? Come on, I've been married for a long time. I know you all have dealt with this before. And so the way to establish trust is just to let the person talk about themselves. People love to talk about themselves. And there's something that you need to understand about human nature. What we know about humans is that we are inherently selfish. We just know that. All of us know that. And so when it comes to a prospect or even our children or even our spouse, when you know that they're selfish, what you can do is you can have that kind of knowledge and wisdom concerning their selfishness and lead them with their selfishness in the direction where you want them to go, which is to become unselfish. But you can't do it just hitting them head on with what you think the answer is. It's important to find out what they are truly selfish about. And so, people, again, they love to talk about themselves because they're selfish. They're all about themselves. Everything that is about their life typically is about themselves. And I know there's some of you that are like, nah, I'm into really saving the whales, or nah, I work in an orphanage. I'm a missionary. Trust me. I can guarantee you that it selfishly fulfills something in you to serve in that way. That's the truth. We all have motives, and those motives are to satisfy ourselves. Now, some of us get satisfied with satisfying others. Are you with me? But really, the bottom line is we do what we want to do, and we all have different motives and motivation. Okay, so it's important to establish trust. You establish trust by letting the prospect talk about themselves. Also, here's point number three here, is to create an eager want. How to Win Friends and Influence People. Dale Carnegie wrote the most powerful book in the area of communication. Every single book on communication has been written since then, basically has copied that book or complicated that book, put some big words and some big studies behind it. But the bottom line is that is truly the Bible of communication in the world today. I'm not only talking about the business world, but as well as your personal world. And so you want to create an eager want. He did such a beautiful job explaining what that is and also what it's not. And so to create in your one in that prospect, you have to first know what they want and then figure out a way to build a bridge between what they want and what it is that you're trying to lead them to. And so when you can find out what the prospect wants, oh my gosh, this is very powerful, powerful tool to be able to help them achieve their goals. And so the focus with building a rapport or forming a rapport with the prospect is to create an eager want in them to do the thing that you are trying to show them that could perhaps help them get what they want. Number four is that the point of forming a rapport is to investigate the prospect. Investigate the prospect. You're looking for something with this prospect. You're looking for their needs, their strengths, and their goals. So it's an investigation, and a good investigator is just going to ask questions in the direction of extracting information that's going to be useful for the future, or useful for helping that individual, or useful in solving a crime, or useful in solving a mystery. And people truly are mysteries. Okay, so number one, again, is you want to form a rapport. And you want to do this not assuming you know everything about that person that you know or that you don't know, but you form a rapport by asking a lot of questions. You also establish trust, number two. You establish trust by asking a lot of questions and letting the prospect talk about themselves. Number three, while you're forming the rapport and you're establishing the trust, you want to create an eager want, but you first have to find what do they want and then create an eager want with what they want and help them get to what they want. Number four was to investigate the prospect and to locate their needs, strengths, and goals so that you can better serve them, direct them, motivate them in the future. Okay, so let's get down to it. The acronym that I explained earlier, which was F, O, R, and then M, let's work on the F, the O, and the R right now. Now, when it comes time, and let's just say that you are out and about, let's say that you're at your child's school, for example. And if you're at your child's school, here are five things that will be able to help you learn how to form a prospect. Number one, you want to smile. A smile says so much. I cannot tell you how important that is. A smile says I'm confident. A smile says I know where I'm going. A smile says I'm interested in you. A smile is attractive. Even if you don't have any teeth, a smile still is attractive. It lights up your eyes. It changes your facial structure. It changes the body language in which you are carrying around with you. And so if you're entering into the schoolyard, the grocery store, the post office, or your job, or even your house, or somebody else's house, if you're wearing a smile, it changes the atmosphere in which you are in. You actually have the power to change an environment just based on a smile. I explained this a couple weeks ago on a conference call. I've got somebody in my office where her smile is absolutely contagious. In fact, some of you have met her. Her name is Nina. She comes to our training seminar. She actually is one of the singers in our band that we play on Saturday nights. And dang, this girl has, her and her husband both, her and Ryan both, have the most amazing smile. They are contagious with the smile. Every time you look at them, they're smiling. Their eyes are lit up. Her eyebrows are raised. I mean, she changes the atmosphere. The environment is absolutely impacted from her smile, and her husband is just the same way. What a privilege and an honor it is to have these people around us, because they really do change the environment. And so when you see people that are smiling all the time, you're attracted to them. So instead of you being a deterrent of people, if you just wore a smile and allow it to change your body language and change your attitude and change your confidence level, you would find that you'd be more attractive to other people, okay? So number one, if you're wanting to form a rapport and using the core rapport methodology, then what you need to do is you need to smile. I don't care if you have four black teeth. I don't care if you have jacked up teeth. I don't care if you have braces on. If you just smile, it will change you and the environment in which you are in. So smile, okay? Number two, if you want to compliment and give a word of encouragement to whoever it is that you're wanting to form this rapport with, okay? So give a compliment, a word of encouragement. Very important to do this. I probably start every ounce of building a rapport with somebody by doing that. Every time I come in contact with a human being, I'm always looking for something that I admire about the person or something that it could encourage them on. And you know what? That is as old as the Bible is. The Bible says to be mutually encouraging to one another. And so this is a very profound, huge, deep, historic thing to do, and it absolutely works. In fact, How to Win Friends and Influence People also mentions about complimenting people. Not flattery, but complimenting. I like to call it giving a word of encouragement, because that's what the scripture calls it. And so important to do that. So, for example, no matter where it is that you're at, it could be with your spouse. Walking in the door and you smiling, number one, would probably shock them. Okay. Number two, you giving a word of encouragement could be, you know what, you looked really nice today. Or, you know what? What can I do to serve you today? I just feel like I really want to be a helpful person to you today. Or it could be, you know what, I am so happy that you work as hard as you do, and I just haven't told you that lately, how grateful I am that you do what you do for this family. Those are simple things to say. I'm telling you, will change your environment just by starting with that. Okay, so like in a school situation, if you're out with at the school or wherever. Now, that is very simple. There could be a mom or a dad that you see often, you know, picking up their kids from school or what have you, and it's very simple. It could be something like, wow, that is a nice shirt. Or, you know what, I've never told you this, but I just feel like you just have such a really neat presence about yourself. You just seem like a very confident woman or a very confident man. It could be commenting about their shoes. It could be commenting about their nice car. It could be commenting about their classic car. It could be commenting about their children, that, you know, you notice that their children are happy and they're smiling, and boy, you must be doing a great job with them. Are you with me? Look for something that you can give a good word of encouragement about to that person. It's a great icebreaker. It's a great way to sow good seed into humankind. It's a great way to lift up somebody's day. I don't want you doing it just to manipulate to get somebody's phone number. I want you to do it genuinely, you know, as a way of pouring back into humanity, pouring back into the community, pouring back into other people that are around you. Not only that, but we reap what we sow. So whatever you hand out will come back to you. So if you're walking around with a smile and giving words of encouragement, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be surrounded by people who are smiling, giving you words of encouragement. Question: could you use some encouragement? If you can use some encouragement, I'm telling you right now, pretty simple, easy thing to do. Just sow what you want in your life. So sow encouragement into other people's lives, and you will find that you'll have encouraging people around you often, okay? So just look for something that you can encourage somebody with, and that's a great icebreaker right off the bat. And not only that, it's got some great blessings on the back end of sowing encouragement and sowing smiles. Number three is that you want to make a friend. I mean, if this is a stranger or it is already a friend, make a real friend. Become genuinely interested in the human being. Become genuinely interested in that prospect. How to Win Friends and Influence People has an entire chapter on this particular thing. about becoming genuinely interested. You got to read the book. If you've already read it, you got to read it again. And you need to make sure that you've got a good heart when you're utilizing these tools. Because if you've got one of those manipulative hearts, you can use this information only to serve you and not help anybody else. And there's a rule in which we live by, and that rule is this. If you can help other people get what they want, you will always get what you want. If you can help other people get what they want, you will always get what you want. A much more rewarding way to live your life than you being out there just trying to get for yourself, selfishness. I'm looking at, hello, what's the fruit of that? Where does that take you? Well, that takes you being surrounded by a whole bunch of other selfish people. Do you want to build a business with a bunch of self-centered, pig-headed, egotistical people? I think not. You want to build a team of people who are out there totally generating income because of the success that they've helped other people have. That is a solid and duplicatable business, okay? So become genuinely interested. Make a friend. Make a point to make a friend. You can never have too many friends out there. And I'm not talking about close friends. I mean, everyone has, like, their inner circle. But I'm talking about friends can be great resources in time of need, in time of struggle, in time of just needing to have a good time. We all need a long list of people that we can draw from to really make life even more fulfilling and more fun, for sure, on that one. So you want to make a friend. That's your intention with starting up this conversation with the prospect and become genuinely interested in who they are, okay? Can you please challenge yourself? And again, this is a creating a dynasty thing, which is our advanced training, 3-day training seminar. You have to be a First Steps graduate, which, by the way, the people who have just come out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, all the way from January, are the only ones really qualified. You have to graduate from First Steps first, so there's none of you new that are listening to me right now. Well, you can't qualify to go to Dynasty, so forget about it. Just the ones who've already graduated from January. I mean, the ones who've just graduated from First Step can go. Anyway, making a friend is a lot deeper than what most people think. And what most people do, and it's a very common mistake that people make here, is that they are only interested in people that have similar interests. Okay, for example, cocktail waitresses hang out with cocktail waitresses. Do you understand? Nurses hang out with nurses. Doctors usually hang out with doctors. Birds of a feather flock together. What I'm going to challenge you to do, and again, this is a creating a dynasty skill set. This is certainly not a basic skill set, but a more advanced skill set is somebody that has the ability, the level of personal development, to be genuinely interested in people that they have no interest, that they share no common interest with. For example, last night I had a woman in my house as a friend of one of our team members that is from China. She's an engineer. She's been in this country for 10 years. And her name is Jessica. And she, you know, had dinner with us, and we taught her how to play this card game that we play. And it was kind of funny. She's an engineer. I have zero interest in being an engineer. I don't know anything about being an engineer. I have a lot of engineer friends, but I don't share their skill set. I don't share their expertise. I don't share their brain. They have amazing brains. I mean, someone who can be an engineer is like phenomenal to me. I have an interest in those kind of people because they work with a spirit of excellence. But here's the point. The point is that I formed her. I formed a rapport with her and was genuinely interested in her pilgrimage to America, and her pilgrimage into being an engineer, and how she learned it and what she liked about it and the kind of things that she worked on. Well, again, I'm not an engineer, but most people only can build a rapport with those that they share common interests with. That is so seventh grade, is all I have to say about that. That's seventh grade. Any seventh grader can hang out with their friends that share the same interests. Football players hang out with football players. Are you with me? They don't hang out with the tennis players. They don't hang out with the drama kids. They hate football players. Stick with football players. The drama kids, you notice the cliques? Anybody can do that. Any seventh grader can do that. What I'm saying is we've got to learn how to develop the skill in which we can have friends and make friends and build a rapport or form a rapport with anybody, any kind of personality, any kind of interest that is out there, and where we can build a relationship with that person because we are not being the issue and being the one that's the key, number one, important person on the face of the planet. No, the person you're talking to is, though. Okay, so again, I want you to challenge yourself to become genuinely interested in people that you have no common interest with. All right, number five is you need to listen and pay attention. listen and pay attention. Let me tell you what listening is not. Listening is not thinking while the other person is talking. Listening is not interrupting. Listening is not coming up with another question while that person is still giving their first answer. You know, like, for example, you say, where are you from? Okay, what's the next question I have to? What's the next question I have? That's what's going on in your mind? So the person gives where they're from, and you're, oh, gosh, what do I ask next? That's not listening. That's not listening at all. You are being the issue if you are clearly the one sitting there thinking, okay, what's my next question? Or what about this? And truly listening, and again, that's an advanced creating a dynasty skill. We go through several exercises so that people really get the understanding and experience what listening is all about. Even if you think you're a good listener, we've had thousands of people go through creating a dynasty and come out and go, whoa, I thought I was a good listener. I stunk as a listener. And so when you master this particular skill to listen, it will profoundly change your whole life. It'll change your marriage. It'll change your parenting. It'll change your job. It'll change your business. It'll change your team and how you motivate that team. And so when you're asking the questions for the F, the O, and the R, and you are controlling the conversation with them, which is, I skipped one. I'll go there in a second. When you're controlling the conversation and you're actually listening, you will be blown away as to what you will hear. So you got to pay attention when that person is talking. Pay attention to what's important to them. Pay attention to what matters most to them. Pay attention to what the needs, the strengths, and the goals are. Just clearly pay attention, okay? So that brings me to the next step, which is you need to learn how to control the conversation, all right? Controlling the conversation. Let me go back through this. Number one was to smile. Number two was to give a word of encouragement. Number three was to make a friend by becoming genuinely interested and not just in people who share your interests. Number four was to listen and pay attention. And number five is to control the conversation, okay? So this is what that picture looks like. The one who asks all the questions is the one that is controlling the conversation. Again, the one who is asking the questions is the one who is controlling the conversation. And so the point of the F, the O, and the R is to control the conversation and to get that prospect doing all the talking. So you need to become great at asking questions. This is where most people mess this up. For example, if you're forming somebody, like for example, the other night when I'm talking to Jessica. So Jessica, what do you do? I'm an engineer. Really? Now, in my mind, I know what an engineer does, so I could just move on from there and then go on to the next question of like, how long have you been doing that? What do you like about it? What do you like about it? And that's what most people do is they just quickly move through, like, for example, our script on page two when they're forming a cold prospect. They just quickly go through that section where it says some questions to ask are. Big, giant mistake. Don't do that. Don't assume that you know what kind of an engineer the person is or what kind of a cocktail waitress the person is or what kind of a mother the person is. And so you want to say, well, you know, what exactly do you do on a daily basis? Like, what are the tasks in which that you operate in? Okay, that gets them to open up a whole lot more. So, for example, when I was asking Jessica, okay, well, what kind of an engineer are you? And she says, oh, well, I work with computers. Okay, and what do these computers do? She goes, well, actually, what we do is we investigate the computers, finding information on to see if there's any unethical activity that's been taking place. And so she basically is the kind of company or the person that helps to uncover or come up with the information, the investigation, that basically uncovers like an Enron or something like that. And so you don't want to assume that when the person says what they do, you don't want to assume that you know exactly what that is, number one, because you might miss it and you might misjudge what their personality is. Number two is that you don't want to assume because now you've lost control of the conversation because you may say, oh, yeah, that must be a fun job. And you know, so, you know, is engineering something that you feel like you should be doing? Because, gosh, you know, engineering must be a really good career. And then there you lost it. You've lost control of the conversation if you're interacting your opinion or what you think or how you feel about what's going on in the conversation. They could care less about you. That's what you need to understand. They only care about themselves. And so you want to get them to do all the talking about their career. Get them talking about the things they like about it. Get them talking about how they got into it. Get them talking about the tasks and what they do on a daily basis. The more you get them talking about themselves and what their interests are, the more you're establishing trust, the better the rapport will be, and you're creating a friendship because, oh, my gosh, you're listening to them, and they're shocked. They haven't been listened to in years, okay? All right, so again, smile, word of encouragement, make a friend, listen and pay attention, and control the conversation, but do not assume a thing. So let me give you some questions that you can ask a prospect, for example. So the family. So it could be like, where are you from? Are you married? Are you single? How many children do you have? Really, what are their names? How old are they? How long have you been married? Wow, 25 years, you deserve an award. That's amazing. How in the world have you succeeded in marriage for 25 years? What's the secret to your success? These are great questions. It could be where you're from. Let's say that, you know, they're from the east side of town. Really, how long have you lived there? Oh, about 20 years. My goodness, are you in the same house? Absolutely. Oh, have you raised children in that house? You know, do you see yourself ever moving out of that neighborhood? Just questions like that. You know, do you like that area? Have you watched that neighborhood change in the last 20 years? Just simple questions. So you're just asking questions to get them to just talk. And people love to talk about themselves, even the ones that think they're shy. They love to talk about themselves. Like I told you, this engineer that was at my house, Jessica, she was shy. Boy, but you get her off on a tangent and she's blah, 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 blah. There she goes. She's asking questions. Okay, so, and she was a joy to talk to. Okay, so that's for like family, you know, about where they're from, where they live, how long they've been there, you know, where they're originally from, especially if you hear an accent. Oh, gosh, this is the best conversation. Where are you originally from? You don't sound like you're originally from California. And then, you know, oh, really, what was your nationality? You know, when did your parents come to this country? Those are just very simple questions to ask. Okay, let's go to O. O would be, you know, what their line of work is, their occupation. How long have they been doing it? What do they like about it? Wow, really, tell me more about that. What do they not like about it? Oh, gosh, that's terrible. So, you know, is there anything you can do about that? You know, or what can you do about that situation? What exactly are the tasks that you do on your job, you know, as a cocktail waitress? What kind of a cocktail waitress are you? Work in a bar, a restaurant, or a nightclub, or what? You know, what do you like? What do you like about being a cocktail waitress? You know, things like that. How did you ever get into that line of work, you know, or how much schooling did you have to take to get into that line of work? These are just very simple questions to ask, okay, about the occupation itself. And, man, you'll find out some very interesting things. Let's say that you wind up meeting somebody who's a CPA and you say, wow, do you get to see some large numbers in some people's businesses? And, you know, say, yeah, like, who's your favorite client? Real simple. Well, what kind of client is your favorite client? These are just very simple questions. When you're genuinely interested in a prospect, it's so easy to come up with questions like this. Now to the R is recreation. And the recreation is truly all about, you know, what do they like to do for fun? What kind of hobbies do they do? So, for example, somebody that was an engineer, and same example again, what do you do after work? What do you like to do for fun, you know? And oh, I like to talk online and, you know, talk online to some friends back in China or whatever. So anyway, so you're trying to get to what they enjoy in their life, or and do they have the time to be able to enjoy those things? You might meet somebody that loves to golf, and yet they're working 12 hours a day and they've got 3 kids. You say, well, do you get to golf very often? No, not very often. I sure wish I could, but I just don't have the time. So now in the that part of everything, as far as the F, the O, and the R, check this part out. What you're looking for is you're looking for the needs, the strengths, and the goals, number one. That's very important. Again, you're looking for needs, strengths, and goals. Number two, what you're looking to do and looking for is you're looking to get them to continue to talk about themselves. Let me give you 2 phrases that work really well to get them to open up a little bit more. Oh, really? Tell me more about that. Or what exactly do you mean by that? Those are awesome questions to ask because then they continue to divulge more information. Now, the process of form is not just to be in vain. It is to accomplish something. And what you're investigating, which I brought to you at the beginning, the first 4 points, is you're looking to investigate the particular prospect to locate their needs, strengths, and goals. And that's what you need to be doing number 4 about, which is listening and paying attention to what those needs, strengths, and goals are so that you can, again, create an eager want, which is in the first part of the outline that I gave you. Okay, so you're getting them to talk about the family, occupation, recreation, okay, and you're looking for the needs, strengths, and goals. You're investigating the prospect to find the needs, strengths, and goals, looking for finding out what they want, what they wish they could do, and create an eager want in them, and you're doing this by controlling the conversation and being genuinely interested. Now, the M part of the message, okay, the M. That is the message. That's the message in which you're going to bring to them of what you want to accomplish with them. And that's not what you're going to say to them, but it basically works like this. you're looking, again, when you've done the rapport correctly, the core rapport methodology, you've gotten them to talk about themselves and you found that the needs, strengths, and goals, the message basically is to do two things. Number one, to build curiosity. Number two is to create an eager want for them to go out and accomplish their needs, strengths, and goals. So this is kind of what that picture looks like. Let's say that you formed an individual and you found out that this particular person is an engineer and this engineer is, you know, not satisfied with their job and they want to be able to move to New York City and want to be able to get married and have kids someday, right? But felt that the current job in California wasn't really maximizing her potential. And so, you know, in the forming process, you found out that she was single. You found out that she's very educated. She's an engineer, that she's quit her job and looking for something better to do, wants to move to New York City, wants to have kids. And, you know, and basically that's the gist of the conversation. So what we've located is that the need is that they want to have a better opportunity to make more money and to advance themselves and move to New York City and wants to just travel and explore, okay? So what we found about the prospect is that the strengths are is that total risk taker, absolutely willing to just uproot herself from China, move to California, uproot herself from California to move to New York for what? For a better opportunity. And so this person is obviously an opportunist. This person is somebody who, you know, has a strong desire to succeed and is willing to do whatever it takes to make that happen. Okay, so the needs, strengths, and goals, basically I've given you all of those in a nutshell. Between the need of wanting to make more, wanting to seek more opportunity, the goal is to move to New York from California, the goal is to be free, the goal is to get married someday and have a couple kids, all right? So that's what that you would have found if you were forming this prospect. Okay, so then it comes time for the message, and it's usually at the very end. So, for example, if you're on a five-hour flight, you do not want to give the message 2 hours into the plane ride because they're going to drill you with questions. You want to give the message at the baggage claim, or you want to give the message right when the plane is landing and you guys are departing, okay? And then continue to control the conversation even after that. So for example, if you met this particular engineer on a plane and it was 5 hours long and you got the form thing all down, and then here it is, you know, they're opening up the doors for you to deplane. Very simple, and this is what I would say, and the woman's name was Jessica, just as it was recently for me. And so I would say something like, you know what, Jessica, I could not help but notice that you were saying that you were really eagerly looking for another opportunity and that you were kind of keeping your options open and that you really wanted to move to New York City and hopefully get married and have a couple kids and that, you know, that you obviously have – you know, I just admire the fact that you just uproot yourself out of China and come to California. You want to uproot yourself out of California and take yourself to New York. I mean, it's incredible how you have a strong desire to go out and succeed and make the best life for yourself. And so, you know, I'm sure you're probably totally satisfied with what you're doing. You probably have a great plan to be able to solve these things that you said. And I don't know if you necessarily have the qualities of the kind of person or even the skills of the kind of person that our company actually chooses to work with. But why don't we exchange phone numbers, and I'll give you a call, and I can get you some information as to what they have available. And at that point, you can decide whether or not, you know, whether or not it would be a match for you. So when's a good time for me to get a hold of you, and what's the best number to catch you at? She gives me the phone number, bada boom, bada bing, done. And then you say, so how long are you going to be here in Minnesota? Oh, really? What are you here for? And I now control the conversation. I get the subject off of the career possibility, and I get it right back on them again, getting them talking about themselves again or even starting another conversation with somebody else, okay? So that's basically the message. Now, the point of the message is this, is A, when you're given the message, I mean, number one, the point of that is to build curiosity. Do not give information about your company. Do not give information about your product or any of that kind of nonsense. You are not, if you want to be an amateur in our business or in life and you want to have amateur level of people skills, then you know what? Go ahead and sell what you want to sell. Go ahead and lead with your product. Lead with your stuff. What I'm telling you is this. You've got to be one step ahead if you want to compete in today's marketplace, especially if you're going to compete with my clients. I've been training out in the general market for the last 2.5 years, and I'm telling you, we've raised up some powerful skills in some people across the world who have adapted to what I'm teaching right now and have become very competitive out there in the marketplace and have earned a six-figure income as a direct result of it straight out of the gates the first year working with us using these skills. And so if you're going to compete in the marketplace today, You've got to get out of this, oh, I want to hand them a brochure. Oh, I want to sell them right now and get them to sign up right now. Listen, you know what? You have to ask yourself, am I a salesperson or am I a business developer? Because if you're a business developer, you're someone that's looking for a long-term business relationship. If you're a salesperson, you truly are just looking to make a quick sale, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, thank you for $39, and I don't know if I'm ever going to see you again. Come on. If you're wanting to really build a solid business, you cannot have that mindset at all. We've got to grow into a more mature business mind than this, you know, I just want to make a quick 10 bucks or a quick 100 bucks or a quick 500 bucks, whatever it is, the quick bucks, you know, that you make. Okay, so creating, building curiosity, give no info about your company or your product. In fact, the demonstration that I just gave you, and by the way, if you want to, the script that I just read, basically, is on our website. Go right now. Go over to, you're on the website already. You want to click on products. In the product section, it'll pull up a page, and the very first product that you're going to see there is the script book and audios. Okay, so the script book that is available, that page 8, if you already have your script book, turn to page 8. That's what I basically just read, the face-to-face conversation approach. Oh, my gosh. I build over 50% of my sales force on that, is just that face-to-face conversation approach, and that was, you know, part-time in 2 years, 20,000 people, all fresh rookies, not dragging somebody else's sales force from another company. I'm just saying fresh, brand-new business with a bunch of rookies who had never done this kind of business before. Okay, so the point of that and the supernatural power that works in that is because the focus is on the prospect, finding what the prospect wants and leading them with what they want to take a look at my opportunity, which is just a vehicle to help them get what they want. The product is not the issue. Comp plan is not the issue. The company is not the issue. The biggest issue is what the prospect wants. And the second part is just leading them with what they want to your vehicle. And your vehicle will help them accomplish what it is that they're looking for, okay? So keep the focus on that. Oh, big time, keep the focus on that. Because whether or not they like your product doesn't determine whether or not they get involved in your business. But if you hang everything on your product or your service, for that matter, if you're selling a service like insurance or a travel service or legal services or whatever kind of service it is that you're selling, if you're hinging your success on that service, you now have decreased your odds of getting that person in, because that person has to have an interest in your service or your product in order for them to join. I've gotten people involved in my opportunities in the past where they had zero interest in our product or service and yet still got started because we didn't sell it as a product or service. We sold it as a vehicle for them to succeed at their goals. Can you see that? That's so much of a bigger, more powerful picture than you hinging everything on whether or not this prospect likes your service or likes your product, okay? Okay, so build curiosity. Do not give information about your company. Don't give information about your comp plan. Don't give information about your product at that time. The point is this, creating curiosity with the prospect. The demonstration I just gave you, and again, click on that product right over there, that script book. You need that script book. The script is in there, as well as a bunch of other scripts in there for you as well. Okay, so when you build that curiosity, now you have done number 2 naturally, which is create an eager want. Yeah, that's what you've done. You've created an eager want for that prospect to get their needs, strengths, and goals. Not to get your product and your service, but to get their needs, strengths, and goals. You're going to lead them to your vehicle, okay, which is your company, with a product or a service. You're going to lead them to that vehicle so that they can accomplish their needs, strengths, and goals. Isn't that so beautiful? It's so awesome, and it works. Okay, so again, build curiosity by giving them no information. You don't need to be evasive because you're not talking about it anyway. All you're talking about is what the prospect wants. That naturally creates an eager want in the prospect because they want what they want. They're selfish. So it's very, very simple to lead them in that direction, okay? So let me go ahead and just recap this here real quick. Again, the core rapport methodology, the point of doing this is to form a rapport with the prospect as well as a family member or a friend, okay? To establish trust, more trust, a deeper trust with that individual. You want to create an eager want, as Hedelman Friends and Influence People states, and you're going to do that by investigating the prospect, and you are looking to investigate their needs, strengths, and goals. So how do we do this? To recap again, you use the acronym FORM, Family, Occupation, Recreation, and Message. Number one in becoming successful at this forming a rapport is to smile, even if you don't have any teeth. Number two is to give a word of encouragement, compliment the prospect. Number three was to make a friend, to become genuinely interested in that friend. Number four was to listen and pay attention. Don't be thinking while that person is talking. Just listen and then pay attention and look for the needs, strengths, and goals. And number five was control the conversation by asking all the questions, and do not assume that you know what they mean when they say they're an engineer, and let it stop right there. So the last part was the M part of form, which is the message. And in the message, you want to use the script in the script book called the face-to-face conversation approach. And you want to build curiosity by giving them no information about your company or your product, but only creating an eager want for them to follow their own needs, strengths, and goals. And they are going to get information from you on how they can accomplish their needs, strengths, and goals. Okay, so there we go. That is done. Now, at the beginning of this, I promised you that I was going to make a couple of special announcements that were going to be able to help you, and some of you would be very excited about what those announcements were. Now, in that product section, again, if you really want to get good at the things that I just shared with you, there's a couple different places where you can find more information on how to do that. One, in that product section, you'll find some foundational keys to your success. They were recorded live in North Carolina. This is a 10-CD set where we go into very deep detail on being able to form that rapport with your prospect, as well as how to prospect, as well as how to get your prospect to close themselves. Building momentum in your business, time management skills that are in. There's a bonus CD in there on time management, which I know many of you are struggling with. How do I manage it all? I've got three kids. I'm a homeschooling mom. I've got a job, and I've got a husband, and I've got my business. How do I manage it all? You definitely need that bonus CD that's inside the North Carolina set, I mean the foundational keys set. So those two things right there will definitely get you off the ground and moving in the right direction. And then last, our prospect and close your way to millions. We have audio training, a number of different audio trainings concerning prospecting and closing, but we have produced Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions. It's an event that we have done a couple of times, and this is powerful. You want to talk about role-playing. You want to talk about really the nitty-gritty in creating this conversation and creating this eager want and really being able to locate very professional, business-minded people. The Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions series is absolutely amazing. I mean amazing, my friends. You absolutely need to own this. No question, you need to own this. This information is so profound and so crazy, and you will be absolutely ecstatic when you're able to listen and learn from how this is done. And we're talking every scenario that you can imagine, every objection that you could imagine, every prospecting scenario that you can imagine, how to do it wrong and how to do it right and really get good results with doing it that way. Then, for those of you that are waiting, you can't wait. I know it's 3 weeks away. We got Creating a Dynasty coming up, May 26th, 27th, and 28th in Los Angeles, California at the Radisson Hotel right out down the street from the airport. It's a free shuttle to take it from the airport to the Radisson. We've got over 70 people coming from Australia. We've got people coming from actually a couple other parts of the parts of the world. We got Canadians that are coming. In fact, man, the Canadians have been showing up big time at every First Steps. It's been amazing. We've got people coming from Singapore and New Zealand. It's going to be an international event at Creating a Dynasty, and this is really going to be a very advanced training, advanced skill development, advanced with really establishing the environment in which you're creating to grow other people up in their businesses, leadership development for our specific industry with raising people up in the home-based business and developing leadership, not codependency. There's a number of different things that we're going to be learning at Creating a Dynasty. It's very intense. It's definitely for not the weak at heart. This is definitely for those that have a strong desire to succeed and succeed in a quick and efficient and effective manner. Also, we've got Virginia Beach, Virginia, First Steps to Success, coming up June 17th and 18th, which is going to be awesome. June 17th and 18th, and folks, listen, if you've ever been to First Steps, you know exactly where I'm coming from. You want to talk about a life-altering experience? That is exactly what Virginia Beach, Virginia is going to be. What a great place to be, June 17th and 18th. We're obviously going to be anticipating some phenomenal weather. We're going to be at the Founders Inn Hotel and Resort, And so it's a beautiful location, and First Steps to Success that is coming up is going to be dynamically important for you to build your business through the summer months. Oftentimes, people usually get unfocused during the summer. If you want to be able to sustain or create momentum for the summer months, obviously those of you that are qualified for Dynasty will be fully equipped to be able to do that. But for those of you that are going to be that you really want to sustain and build some momentum through the summer months, that sets you up for the fall. And the fall is the last busy season of the year, by the way. We're just coming at the end of this month. Mid-June is where we start to see some things begin to change and evolve into the summer months, where people start, you know, getting their head in the clouds and or in a tent. And so if you want to see and you want to be equipped for incredible growth through the summer, what that means is that you'll be in full-fledged, outrageous momentum in the fall, because you have either doubled or tripled your team by the fall. And when the fall season hits, that's where it's like, hello, harvest time. It's cherry-picking time. I mean, we're talking easy, easy, easy business in the fall, but you better make sure that you're not doing the fall alone. You want to make sure you have a team that is focused, that's lean, mean, fighting machines, closing machines, presenting machines, prospecting machines. They know their business. They're not unfocused. They're actually building something that's built to last. And so First Steps to Success, it's coming up. I cannot encourage you enough. It's $297, completely refundable. If you feel like you've heard that information before and it wasn't helpful to you in your life at all, come to the back table. We'd be happy to give you your money back. No questions asked. And again, that policy is you sit through both days. By Sunday night, you decide it's not for you, we'd be happy to give you your money back. So again, Virginia Beach, Florida, June 17th and 18th at the Founders Inn. Last, here's the exciting announcement. We have not done a prospecting and closing class for several months now. In fact, February was a private class. We did just a private class for the people that came out of First Steps and graduated in First Steps, and there was the only people that we did it for in Atlanta. It was just for that group in Atlanta. So really, we haven't done a prospecting and closing class since January. It's the last time that we did it to the general public. So a lot of you have been waiting on a waiting list for a very, very long time. We will be doing that coaching class, prospecting and coaching class, June 6th, Tuesday. It starts Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Again, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, June 6th, and then that's the prospecting class, and then the closing class starts June 8th. So there's a prospecting class June 6th, and this class, for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, the rest of you that are like, oh my gosh, I'm going online right now to get registered, I'm sure you've already clicked there. In fact, if you want to find that link right now, in fact, there's three links to find. In the prospecting, events, click on events to find First Steps to Success. The Virginia Beach link is right there. Go ahead and click at the top of that page. You can get yourself registered now, or if you want just more information to just see, you know, don't make a hasty decision. Watch the two videos that you can see there. You can see what others have had to say about First Steps. You can kind of get a little gist of what kind of goes on at First Steps to Success. And then if you scroll down, there's more information in print if you want to read more information. And then at the bottom, you'll find a registration page if you choose to go in that direction. Again, just fill it out. If you choose not to, cancel later. Who cares? Just it's important for you at least to start taking steps in the right direction. So, again, click on events. And that's where you'll find First Steps to Success. For those of you been on the fence about Dynasty, and you know you're going to regret it if you're not there, especially those of you who have already been once or twice, or some of you are coming for the fourth time, those of you that you have access to come and you're kind of on the fence, get off the stinking fence. You know that if you go through this event with us, you're going to come out different. You know that if you spend those 3 days in that environment, you're going to come out feeling better, less frustrated, more skills, more confidence, no question. You're going to come out with new, fresh strategies. We're busting out three new things at Creating a Dynasty that has never been done before inside the general market. And so you're going to regret it if you miss it, so get yourself registered for that. Again, that's on events. You'll find the Creating a Dynasty link. Click there. Okay, and then last, on the left-hand side of the homepage, you'll see, or the bar that's on the links, you'll find click on coaching. Okay, click there now. If you click on coaching, that's where you'll find the classes. You'll find the coaching classes. There is a prospecting class, and then there is a closing class. The prospecting class, and again, I don't know how many seats are left still and available to that, because obviously in Minneapolis people were setting up like crazy for that. The coaching class, 9 a.m. For the prospecting class on the 6th, 9 a.m. on the 8th. We have had Australians and New Zealanders get up at 3 o'clock in the morning to be on this class. okay, because that's the way the time change works. They are 18 hours ahead of us. So they would get up at 3 o'clock every, in fact, we've had several classes, I can't even count how many classes, where we've got people from New Zealand, also from Europe, where it's not a convenient time. 9 o'clock in the morning is not a convenient time, and yet they get up at 3 a.m. to listen on that class for an hour and a half. Okay, this is a live and interactive class. You'll be retarded. Some of you may feel retarded through the class. You will be required to submit homework on a weekly basis. I'm going to monitor your homework. I'm going to watch your numbers, and I'm going to see the areas in which you need the help. So, for example, if you are talking to people and you're booking presentations and people are not showing up for the presentation or they're not showing up for your follow-up call, that means you need help with prospecting. If you're only having like 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 out of 10 that are showing up for the actual presentation itself, then you need help in prospecting. And so what I do is I'm a coach that basically helps you to tweak your game. I'm going to have you basically attempt to prospect me. I'm going to look at what you're doing and have you tweak a couple things, and then boom, you're off and running, and you're going to watch what's happened to you. What will happen to you is what's happened to the rest of our clients. It's so amazing how many of them have had their numbers go from 1 out of 10 to 9 out of 10, and some of them 10 out of 10 of people showing up for the presentation. And then on that Thursday, the 8th, we do a closing class. And that closing, these are two separate classes. I would highly recommend that you take both of them at the same time, because I promise you this, I'll get your prospecting numbers up the very first week. And if you don't know how to close them, you've hurt yourself, man. If you don't know how to close those people, basically you're doing yourself a monster disservice. Now, this is a 4-week class. Both the classes are 4-week classes. All right. So for 4 weeks, every Tuesday, we're going to meet, and the topic is going to be prospecting. I don't do a whole lot of teaching. I just do all troubleshooting for that hour and a half, troubleshooting and Q&A, where you're going to be listening to other people prospect, and you're going to hear me tweak their game to help their numbers improve. And then on closing, it's a 4-week class that starts on that Thursday, June 8th. 9 a.m. Again, you're going to be sending me homework. I'm going to be watching your numbers. I'm going to see where you need the help, whether it's your body language, your tonality, what it is that you're saying, how you're saying it, and, you know, if there's fear that is present. We've had people get over the craziest things. We've had women who couldn't talk to men sponsor men. We've had people who could not sponsor anybody at the top package the whole month long do nothing but sponsor people at the top package. We have people that came in the class were just product people that focus on just selling product, who came in and learned how to recruit, and not only recruit, but bring in people at the top level, okay? So, again, June 6th for prospecting class, 4 weeks long. So every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we're going to be on the phone together. On Thursdays, starting June 8th, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, is the closing class. Again, I highly recommend that you do both of these classes together. And if our Australians and New Zealanders can get on the phone at 3 a.m. to get on this class, what in the world is our excuse here in the United States, where 9 a.m. may not be the most convenient time, but it's a whole lot more convenient than 3 a.m.? No excuse, my friends. I'm telling you, I've been inspired by my brothers and sisters down under. They are a people of no excuses. They're like, done deal. Sure, what time is it? I'm in. Okay? So anyway, there you go. That was the announcement. I know that many of you have been emailing our office saying, when? I need to get in that prospecting class. Well, it's here and it's now. No guarantee of there being a July class at all. There is a guarantee. I will do one in June. The schedule is permitting such a thing, and so I highly recommend it. It's first come, first serve basis. The classes are limited seating, no question, because I cannot handle a lot of people in them. So prospecting and closing classes, 4-week long coaching classes. This is definitely for the serious, not the curious. This is an intense program. It's an intense training, and it is absolute equipping that you will walk out being able to absolutely increase your numbers and your ratios. So, folks, that's it. All right, gang, listen, I want to thank you so much for being on here tonight. I cannot tell you how absolutely blessed we are to be able to be in business with you. You are truly a blessing, and here's why. You're the cream off the top of the entire industry. 175,000 people this week are going to sign up in a home-based business in the United States alone. Over 400,000 people this week are going to sign up in a home-based business worldwide. And you know what? I want you to be the ones that get them. My whole passion is being able to help you improve your game so you're the one that wins, and that you can turn around with a clean heart, with a renewed mind, and be able to raise up other people to achieve their dreams as well. We are living in a time, my friends, where things that are wicked and destructive are rampant in our land. And most of all, we are living in a time where people have no vision. We're living in a time where people are trading excuses for a future. And so I want to wake and shake people up, and I want you to turn around and wake and shake people up, that we live in a situation where we've got freedoms that we're not taking advantage of. And if we're going to be bound by excuses, we're going to lose. If we're going to be bound by excuses, we're going to teach our kids how to be a product of excuses instead of people that are winners, that are champions, that are professionals. So I can't encourage you enough, and I can't tell you enough how proud we are to be in business with you, how we know that we know that we know that if you stick by this training system, that you participate with the audio programs that we have, the audio training programs that we have, and you listen to those daily and you apply what you're learning, you're going to watch your numbers improve. You're going to change your family's future for the better. You're going to change the future of other families for the better. That's what you have in the palm of your hands. So I can't tell you enough how proud I am and how blessed we are to work with you. So we're looking forward to seeing many of you in Virginia Beach, Virginia, June 17th and 18th. Looking forward to talking to you guys June 6th and 8th for that whole month. We're going to be working hard together, and as well as creating a dynasty. Man, my spirit is jumping for joy. I can't wait to get my hands on you guys, and can't wait to pour into you shocking information and actually pulling out of you the things that have been stopping you and hindering you. So we're looking forward to this. So again, Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions audio training program. Go get it. Get yourself registered for the classes. For those of you that we just spent some great time with, God bless you. Your smiles will be forever imprinted on our faces and in our minds and in our hearts. So God bless you, good night, and God bless. Bye-bye.